USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will announce Friday that the United States, European Union, and G7 countries will move to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status over its invasion of Ukraine. This will allow the United States and allies to impose costly tariffs on Russian imports. This comes as President Putin announced he will be nationalizing or taking over all businesses that suspended operations in Russia. Russia's economy has been decimated by sanctions imposed by the United States. $1 is now equal to 0.0088 rubles, Russia's currency. The United Nations Security Council will convene Friday morning at Russia's request. They plan to discuss Moscow's claims presented without evidence of U.S. biological activities in Ukraine, a move Washington described as hogwash. Thanks for listening, and a TGIFT, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Tons of money for Ukraine and our own government to keep the doors open passed the Senate as expected.
The U.S. Senate passed a massive bill to fund the government and provide new Ukraine-related aid. The $1.5 trillion government spending bill, which includes $13.6 billion in aid tied to Ukraine, will head to President Joe Biden's desk. The Senate's vote comes less than 2 days after the bill was introduced. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Disgraced actor on the TV show Empire, Jussie Smollett, has been sentenced for his convictions of staging hate crimes just over 3 years ago and blaming everything under the sun but himself. He'll do 5 months in jail, followed by 30 months of probation. He's also been ordered to pay restitution of more than $120,000 and a $25,000 fine for making false reports to the police. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Nobody move. If you try to make any move, you danger yourself and the airplane.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris is taking heat for laughing her way to an answer while being questioned Thursday at a joint press conference with Poland's President Duda.
Is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees?
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Fellow Democrat and former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard went on Fox News to convey her displeasure with the vice president at this time of crisis.
We have this person who is just a heartbeat away from the presidency. We look back, we know she was anointed by the mainstream media. She was appointed by the Clinton machine for two very simple reasons. Number one is identity politics. She was the right, she had the right skin color and the right gender. And number two, she had proven herself to be loyal to the power elite in Washington, the warmongers, the Clinton machine. And as a result, we are seeing now they send her to Poland, revealing the fact that they're not actually serious about solving this tragedy, this problem.
Google announced Thursday Android users in Ukraine will get air raid alerts on their phones before expected attacks happen near them. In an updated blog post, the company said it's working with the Ukrainian government to roll out an alert system for Android phones in the country. Google has already been highlighting the Ukrainian alarm app on the Google Play Store, which sends air raid notifications to Ukrainians in the region with active alerts. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.